feeling the camp is quite good. Look, we've prepared as well as we can, given the quick turnaround from the games, given, you know, maybe the small panel that we have. So, look, come here, it's quite good, yeah, but we'll soon find out.
Obviously, there's a big prize at the end of this for whoever wins it, and that's Premier Division football next year. Are the boys treating this like any other game, or is there any added pressure to it all?
We've prepared the same as we prepared for any game this year or last year. Yeah, obviously the quick turnaround is a problem. You know, a lot of lads had to go to work on Tuesday morning when they got home. They'll be at work Friday morning as well before they go and play the game. So, look, of course there's a little edge to it. Of course there is. You know, there's no point to be saying that everything is exactly as it would have been. But our preparation is the same as it has been for any team we're playing. The fact that we're now playing Limerick twice in 5 days is something new to us. We did it with GCD, albeit a week turnaround. But no, look, it's not for the lack of preparation, whatever happens tomorrow night. Like.
Do you have to change the way you play because you have to be brave tomorrow night because you need goals all in? There's a flip side of that when you're pushing so hard up at front. If you get the chance, there's a chance then at the back there could be problems.
Look, Limerick are a serious side. They're you know, probably the form team in the Premier Division. I've said that before. They've got some serious players. You know, that they play a little bit like UCD, but with a much more experienced side, and maybe with a quicker side. You know, their front men are excellent. If we can say we're going to go out and take the game to them, it all depends on the personnel that's available for us. It's much easier said than done in what way we play. We may have no choice depending on what way Limerick come out. Look, being blunt about it, if Limerick play it to the best of their ability, they'll win the game. And we need to possibly try and find ways that they don't play it to the best of their ability.
We've seen the big crowd there at UCD that the Harps players fed off in the playoff a couple of weeks ago. We're going to see the same on Friday night, another bumper crowd expected. The players, do they take much from that, Ollie? Does it give them that extra edge in a game?
Of course, yeah. I mean, the support has been great all year. Like, from the very first game up in Talca Park, there was a great away support up in Dublin. And really, you know, every game has been built on that. And you know, there was a huge crowd on Limerick on Friday night, or on Monday night, but we need every bit of support we can get on Friday night. We need everything going for us. We need the supporters, obviously, to be patient, to realise the challenge that's ahead of us. And I thought when UCD went 1-0 up last Friday, they were brilliant. And it's then that we need them. You know, when you're leading in a game, great. Maybe you don't need that little bit as much. But we went 1-0 down to UCD. We were under the caution. They were brilliant. You know, there was no complaining. There was no giving out. They realise, you know, what maybe honestly the lads have and effort they've given. And we need everything like that going for us on Friday. We need a hell of a lot more, maybe with decisions from referees, with our team playing well, and possibly Limerick not playing as well as they can.
You've been talking up the talent and the quality that Limerick have, but this is the last game of the season. You could treat it like a cup tie, Ollie. Anything can happen in games like this.
Well, hopefully anything can happen, to put it that way to you. Look, come here. They're Limerick are raging hot favourites, and rightly so. You know, I'm not trying to go back to them. They've won their last three away games. They won scoring three goals in Turner's Cross against Cork, of all teams. They scored three goals in Sligo there 2 weeks ago. They scored three goals in Terryland against Galway. So they'll have no fears coming up and on the basis of what they might score. Look, as I said to you a while ago, if Limerick play to their full potential, we're under pressure. You know, we're not trying to hide that. Maybe if they don't and we play as well as we can with some decent players to Washing, to give them credit that way. And look, as you say, anything can happen. You know, I hope you're right.